Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 18th of the second month, 2022. It is a Friday evening. The time is 20:04, and we are boiling out of control. This is me, I, Elizabeth, the matriarch of Eagle FM, on pulling heartstrings. Now, once upon a time, there was a girl. Her name was Namasiku. Namasiku came from a loving home. She came from a home where everybody was always together, and mom and dad, they had jobs, but it was 8-to-5 jobs, and then they would come back, and you know, they had a nuclear family. They didn't really entertain outside relatives, and that is how they were brought up. But the issue came in when Tate himself, you know, Mdala, Umsani, Tati of the house, had very weird tendencies of not necessarily telling you that he is proud of you, or showing you that he is proud of you, or even showing you off, you know, because he would go to places with his children, and, you know, when people ask, oh, are these your children? He would brush it off and say, yes, yeah, they're my kids. But it wasn't really one of those encounters whereby it's, oh, yeah, these are my children. Oh, wow. Oh, this is Ndinerawo. This is Huhu. This is Namasiku. This is Usiku. No, it wasn't really like that. It was just, he was a very straight, strict man, but he also showed he was a provider, you understand. So what he did was made sure that his family was always sorted, made sure that his family was always in need of nothing. He would go above and beyond to make sure that the bread was on the table, the inkoko was on the table. He made sure that if there is relish, the relish was on the table. He made sure that if in anything and everything at all, his family needed for nothing. Now, when he would see something wrong, or he would punish his children, the way he would apologize, especially if he was actually in the wrong, because Tate also had a bit of a drinking problem, and then he would come home and maybe harass their mother a little bit, and yeah, why is my pap cold? I want a pap that's coming out of Ombiga right now, you know. He would harass the mother, you know, and then sometimes, occasionally, they would scuffle a little bit, and there would be a few punches and a few slaps thrown in the way. And these were little signs that it was a bit of an abusive relationship, but it wasn't abusive because, I mean, come on, that they made sure that the lights were on, that they made sure that the food was on the table, that they made sure that these things happened. All that they had to do was provide. When he provided these things, mom would make a meal out of it. You know, give a woman a house and she will make it a home. Give a woman food and she would make it a meal. You know, give woman water and she would wash. You understand? So it didn't really look like it was something that was wrong until the children started to grow and they started to notice their father's alcoholic tendencies. And they started to notice now, Meme is very quiet, man. So when Meme got paid, Meme would give now Tate the money, which I know, here's the salary. You do what you need to do and I'll just stay here. You know, an African wife, you know, the wife that most men dream of. Kucha, yeah, yes, me, I'm the head, you know. And obviously, everything, they needed for nothing in their homes. Their children had shoes, clothes. Their children had everything, you know. They were the envy of the village. You know, in their house, there was a color TV, you know, these smart TVs also. And keep in mind, they lived in the village, so it was one of those like, wow. Oh, okay. No. They are bawling out of control, you know. But Rumors were flying around left, right, and center. But Meme said, no, we don't listen to rumors. That's not true. Your father would never. You understand? Daddy was having his own little gambling habits out there. But they don't necessarily want to admit it because it's not a real thing. Because for him, his expression of love was providing. His expression of love was gift giving. You understand? And in the time of these gifts being given, Tate was also a very handy man. He was both a carpenter, he was a plumber, he was a doctor, he was a nurse, you know, he was a teacher. So he was a jack of many, many trades and a master of many things. Their crops were flourishing and their house was well built, constructed by a man's hands. It was amazing. And then the kids grew up. Now, unfortunately, there in the village, there is no university. And he had such great children and he was blessed enough to have children that all wanted to be academics. So he made sure that the money for the academics was there. And obviously, Meme was very proud to have her children out there, also going to university after each other. So the first one to go to university was Namasiku. Namasiku went to university, and this was her first year at UNAM. Now, Namasiku had never dated anybody, so she was fresh off the boat. You understand? She was literally the type of girls, you know, those long skirts that go over the knees, not above the knees. And she kept short hair because they always had to get haircuts at home and their village schools and so forth. So this was her time to shine. So eventually she started growing out her hair and then she made the skirt a bit shorter, you know, and realized that I don't really like these shirts that I keep wearing. Maybe, just maybe, I should get myself a crop top. And, ooh, what is this? Is this a Tafalaga? Or is this a Savannah? Things never experienced, you understand? It was a whole new world. And also academically, it was so rewarding for her because, wow, wow, wow. A whole lecture hall with up to 200 people that have the same interests. I was amazed, she said. She said, wow. I loved everything about it. I loved the independence. Now, there was no place in the hostel, right? There was no place in the hostel. So she had to live with an uncle for a couple of months. And then eventually the spaces opened up. So in June of her first year, she moved into the hostel. Now, when she moved into the hostel, she had also met a boy. His name was Tuafeni. Tuafeni had lived in the old hostel. And they had met on the basketball court. He was a basketball player. And she was a basketball fanatic because where she comes from, they are very America oriented. You know, they listen to hip hop music and they celebrate American sports and so forth, basketball being one of them. She was not really a soccer fan. You know, she liked the basketball. So she met up, she noticed all the basketball players there. It was Mike, it was Gomez, it was Simvula, you know. And then there was Tuafeni. Tuafeni was gorgeous. He was a tall glass of chocolate. He looked like he came straight out of a movie. She was like, wow. And the cherry on top was after the basketball match, he would take off his shirt and then he would rinse off the sweat and then he would walk with his Jordans all the way to the other side. All the girls were dying for Tuafeni. And obviously she had thought, ah, nah, he's way out of my league, right? And also she didn't really know, even if he was to be a boyfriend, what would they be doing? She has no idea what they would be doing. So she's like, yeah, no, this one is probably used to those fast girls that do fast things. And let me just admire him from afar, you know. Let me just watch him from afar, you know. Let me just appreciate him from here just to look, you know. She was not a stalker and she was not obsessed. She was an admirer that genuinely understood the game of basketball. She was a fan and liked him as a player in the game and as a man. Now, she was not looking at him as a suitable suitor, but it's nice to look. Let's feed our eyes, right? We're not doing any harm. So eventually, after she's been going to the matches like for 3 months, you know, she sits there by herself. Then she made a friend, and her friend was a city girl, you know, a city girl. She's like, no, girl, let me do your hair. And then they started gelling because they were both in Imona hostel, right? Saki Shangala's hostel. They were both there. Now in this hostel, they started gelling and kicking it off, you know. And then she started getting into the swing of the city life, you know. She didn't used to go anywhere, but then her friend was like, no, let's go to Pharaoh's, let's go to Monaco, let's go to Warehouse, you know. Let's go. And then she was exposed to the city lights and the bright lights and the rainbow painted pavement of Warehouse Theater. Bam. One day, she just bumped straight into Tuafeni, and she could not stop staring. She had bumped him, but she could not even apologize. And he's like, are you starstruck? She kept quiet. Literally. She classified this moment as the most embarrassing moment of her life, you know? It was, whoa. Like, what is she doing? Like, what should I say? You know, she went back to her friend and she's like, oh my God, he's here. What should I say? Like, how do I just go about it? Like, oh my goodness, I don't know. Oh my God, let's go home. And then, yeah. So, eventually that night they started talking and now they hit it off. And it just so happened that they're both very intelligent. So, their chemistry just went off the roof just like that. Bam. And then maybe like a month later they were in a relationship. But now, the problem came in that Tuafeni being Tuafeni, you understand? He was very well known. He was a snack. He was a whole meal, you understand? There were rumors flying around about Fiona, Samantha, Anna, all of these chicks, you understand? And now, because, you know, Namasuku comes from a place where, you know, like, we don't really address issues. So she used to keep quiet about it a lot. And then one day she confronted him. And then when she confronted him, he beat her. Now he beat her in that hostel and dragged her. He dragged her from the kitchen all the way to the bedroom by her hair. She kicked and she screamed and everybody kind of just mind their own business and look the other side, and he went to continue beating her in the bedroom, you understand, in her hostel, you know. Face swollen the next day, Tuafeni shows up with a teddy bear and flowers, and he says, but baby, you know I didn't mean it, but baby, you know that I love you. I just get mad sometimes, you know. I just don't like it when you don't believe me, you know. I don't understand why you just acting funny, you know. Like, you made me do it. And then he gives her gifts. And she forgave him. And then one day she woke up with a burn in her abdomen, and then she went to go and see there's a clinic there on campus, right? Then she went to see the clinic, the nurse at the clinic, and then she found out she had an STD, you know. But keep in mind that Namasiku has never been with anybody else. Namasiku is a village girl. She doesn't know those things, right? And then she goes to Tuafeni, Tuafeni. I don't understand, because the nurse at the hospital, the nurse at the hospital literally said that I have an STD, but I've never been with anybody else. That means you're lying and you're creeping on me, like, what's happening? And all of that. And then Tuafeni, obviously, he beat her. And his understanding, his explanation for his beating was, yeah, but I just don't like it when you don't believe me, you know? Like, I keep telling you that I'm not doing anything with nobody. But why are you tripping on me? Like, why don't you believe me? Don't you love me enough? I'm the love of your life, you know? Don't you love me enough? Like, what is it? You know, he beat her. And the next day, Tuafeni rocks up with the latest iPhone. Because he comes from money, right? He rocks up with the newest iPhone. And he's like, yo, I've been checking out your Instagram. I noticed that it's a little dry there. Maybe it's the camera quality of your phone. And yeah, so I got you, my baby. You know, you're my girl. I got you. Yeah. He got her an iPhone. She was ecstatic with her bruises and torn lips. She was ecstatic, you know. She's like, oh my goodness, all the girls in our class literally have iPhones and everybody here. Oh my goodness, babe, I love you so much. Yeah. And then, you know, they swept it under the rug. And that was that, right? And mans would come over and he would fix things, you know, like, no, my curtain rail fell down. Like, no, 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 no. Don't worry about it. Don't try and fix it. I got you. What is the purpose of having a man when you are doing things like this yourself, you know? I got you. You're my wifey, you know? You're my baby, man. Then he comes through. Then he fixes it, you know? Acts of service. And then she's thinking, oh, my goodness. I got myself a baby. Oh, my man is super everything, right? Then one day, he wasn't picking up. She was calling him the whole day, so he wasn't picking up. And then she decided that, no, like, since we just live on the same campus and all of that, let me just quickly run to his room. And then, because she wanted to go and pick up, like, her book that she had left there, and she was writing, she was doing her assignment, and she noticed that one of the books are not there, so she went to go and pick it up, right? But she's been calling, but he's not been picking up. She gets to the room, there's loud music in the room, and then she's like, ah, that explains it. Probably this guy has just been playing loud music all day and sleeping, and then he didn't hear the phone, because, I mean, come on, he would never, ever ignore her, most. Because it's my baby. Obviously, babies don't do such things, right? Yeah. And then she knocks, knocks, knocks. But he couldn't hear. And she tries calling, knocks, knocks, knocks. Couldn't hear. And then just when she was about to leave, you know, then the door opened. And then it was Tuafeni himself. Man's sweat dripping all over his face and his chest. And he was in a towel. And then he asked her, what are you looking for? Then she's like, what you mean, what am I looking for? Since when do we ask each other questions like that? Then she's like, what? Open the door, I want to come and get something. And then he's like, nah, I don't have to let you in. It's like, what do you mean? And she pushes the door. And then Tuafeni's little bed there in the hostel, there laid a caramel-like woman, her name, Joanne. She was laying there and she was basically wrapped in a blanket. They looked like they were doing the dirty. Not even they looked like it. I mean, the whole place smelled like they were doing the dirty. And you could tell from the condoms on the floor and the snacks laid out. So this was a whole day activity, you understand? And she started being ecstatic, like, who is she? Like, what are you doing to Tuafeni? Like, how is this? What is this? What are you doing? You understand? I can't comprehend this, you know? Then Tuafeni is like, yeah, it is what it is, what you think this is. And then Joanne gets up and she's like, well, who is this Desire? And then Namasiku laughs and then she's like, so you, your name is Desire. Out there, you are telling people your name is Desire. Say your name is Desire. Eh? And then Tuafeni, he sits down and he's like, I just don't want to lose my temper. I don't want to be about that, you know. I don't want to be about that, you know. And Joanne is like, you know what? I am too old for this. She gets up and then she puts on her clothes and then she walks out. She doesn't care about no explanations. And then she literally says, I've got a man anyways. I'm out. She walks away. Namasiku is there sitting like she's standing in front of this Tuafeni guy. Like, I'm waiting for you to explain something. But the situation is kind of self-explanatory, you know. But she wants an explanation. Like, you owe me an explanation. Because, I mean, come on. Just the other day I had an STD. You know, just the other day you beat me to a pulp. Just the other day you are telling me that I'm lying, you know. So, bam, this is it. Tuafeni is like, yeah, but I'm a man. I'm an African man. I can't just eat potatoes every day. I also want to eat rice. I also want to eat spinach. Hello, caller.
Yes, brother.
Yes, Tate. I'm not even done with my story.
Well, can see that your story is taking long, man. You know, yesterday you trip and the phone, it was not coming through.
Oh, it wasn't coming through. I thought you guys just hate me. How?
No. We are trying to come through, but the phone, I don't know. It's like kind of like busy.
I think it was diverted to Ondangwa.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah, I think so, man. Then you guys just left it like that. Serious. We are trying to call, then.
My dear.
We are not coming through, yesterday you're having even a good topic, my friend.
Ne?
Yeah, yesterday was a good one.
Uh-huh.
This Tuafeni with his cheating is a problem. He's beating up the woman again. Come on.
Yeah, but call me back in 3 minutes when I conclude. All right, cool. So, yeah. Tuafeni is out there, and then Tuafeni closes the door, and we all know what happens. He guilt trips her, and then he manipulates her into believing that the reason that he's doing these things, it's because of her, and it's because she's the one that doesn't want to have coitus as much as he wants to have coitus, and she's just not fulfilling his needs, you understand? And, you know, she must change, and she must, and the whole blame was literally put on Namasiku. Now, as us, the outsiders, if we had to identify what Meme's love languages, me Namasiku ne, what Namasiku's love languages are, we have the secondary love language, which is gift giving. She likes gifts. That's how he trapped her into staying, all those things. But then the origins of gift giving comes literally from where? From home there. Uh-huh. And then primary is acts of service. Now, when we define these two love languages, acts of service, services done for your significant other to put emphasis on your intentions with this person. Key word being services provided, you know. Services. It's a service. Mm-hmm. And then we go to gift giving. Gift being the key word. The price of these gifts do not matter, but it's the effort made to acquire the gifts that count. The fact that you have a significant gift in mind that would be perfect for a person that you love. You understand? So in this case, it is the iPhone, right? The gifts being given, teddy bears, roses, and all of these things. She's blindsided by the fact that she was just beaten and she's being cheated on and she's getting all these diseases and she's looking like an idiot. Like I said, women don't hate cheating. Women hate to be embarrassed. Women hate dumb people. If you're going to cheat, at least be smart. Be clever.
Rimonena meumbo ile mongeshefa e akulo lo internet talimbri palele norishi okulinekerwa lo parates paife otenje e akulo lo pamapatafando mamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nekukupa owa we data osheo e akulo lo network la shiako tereda po parates.africa/na nde tolitalele koma yakuro nde tolitalele koma ludi oma yakuro avo havayanje ile usaina pena bo pa online.
Join the Rossing Virtual Marathon and win big.
The virtual marathon will take place on Saturday, 12th of March, 2022, and allows you to run from wherever you find yourself. Sign up today on www.rossing.com. Registration closes on 18 February 2022. We hope to see you all participate. Hashtag live to run, run to live.
Live to run, run to live. Always prepare. Paratus. Hello, caller.
Yes, Demetria.
Yes, the matriarch herself.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yesterday we didn't get a chance.
My dear. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you want to talk about it? We've got 30 minutes.
Huh?
Do you want to talk about it yesterday? Words of affirmation. Physical touch. It was physical touch, yes.
I want to... Mm-hmm. I have also a short story... Mm-hmm. Maybe it is have a connection with today's topic.
Yeah.
I hope it is under love language.
Yeah. I'm sure okay. Everything is going to be under love language, but please proceed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. One day there was a gentleman and his lady. Mm-hmm. Then a gentleman was too excited. And telling his lady that, you darling, I love you so much.
Yeah.
Can you please ask me anything? Then me, I can do it for you.
Yes.
Then the lady starts. Darling, can you please go into the forest and kill a lion?
Oh, my dear.
Then a man, oh, darling. I cannot able unless you ask me something else.
Eh.
Then a lady continued. Darling, can I have your cell phone just for a whole day? I want to know with whom you used to communicate with.
Yeah.
Then a man, oh, man, darling.
that one is impossible.
Unless I'm going to kill a lion. Then I wonder about the story. Which one are you able and which one are you not able?
Oh no, he would rather go and die there with a lion than allow her to see the things in that cell phone.
Okay, let me conclude the story. You know the story, what you are it is telling us about, or what you want to educate us about. We must be, in all walk of our life, yes. We must be realistic, promise what you can able to do. Let us not be hypocrisy. The liar and the truth are already naturally separated.
Yeah.
Yes, end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night. Thank you so much.
Very well.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Yes, at the end of the day. So now, when we decipher these love languages, right, we have had acts of service. We have started with the hierarchy of needs. You understand? Every human being has needs, and these needs need to be met, right? You need to be safe. You need self-esteem. You need confidence. You need stability. You need resources. You need to be a better version of yourself. Basically, this is Maslow's hierarchy put into simpler forms. You understand? We have been discussing this issue or this topic from Monday all the way to Friday. Today, we are concluding, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to a consensus. We are coming to put all our findings on the table so that we can now identify which direction to take. You understand? The reason that I started with this narrative today is because... Hello, caller.
The matriarch.
The matriarch, my dear. Or a photo. Absent 2 days. Yeah? Oh, wa faula. Oh, wa faulo skora. That and the weather go extra minutes and everything was shitty. You know, I go to Ndingwe.
I always knew me.
No, Zenga.
Oh. No, the doctor.
My dear.
I'm penalized for that. You are getting
minus 6 points. How?
Come on.
Why would you top 5 up? You are maybe number 6.5.
No, yesterday you did us bad also.
No, lecturer is never to blame. Ha.
Oh.
But how are you? I'm fine. How are you?
We are also fine. Uh-huh.
Do you want to contribute to the topic? And you can also talk about yesterday's topic. I actually want to know what you guys think about physical touch, you know?
I think our goal is words of affirmation.
Uh-huh. Words of affirmation. Okay.
My love language is words of affirmation.
Uh-huh.
So now, even if I do well at school, I do well in the test, and if my mom or maybe the teacher comments like, oh, Velenine, you did good. And I'll be like, oh, thank you, Miss. I'll be feeling good. It just gives me encouragement to do more.
Yeah.
And also, I noticed about my grandmother's love language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe that, but if you just take all her grandchildren and put them at one place,
mm-hmm.
she will be the happiest woman.
Uh-huh.
So that woman loves us very much.
Nah.
Like you take all her 20 grandchildren and say, Maybe
I think her love language is definitely quality time.
Quality time.
Yes, it's quality time because she spends time with the people that she loves the most. And that is how she shows affection, by being there, by being present, by being with you guys.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then also if my dear brother says, good, like, yes, on that.
Yes, like, oh my goodness. Nenge, shitea, ekupo pithonguro nene tatongoro. Yay!
Yeah.
That one is my mother now. Oh, kucha iya. No te kuru wanje, eri mushimba maro, eshisha kucha, shita apopisa ina kuro tatongoro. Wala lapo kuku. Oh, my children. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then every person has two love languages. So you have a primary and a secondary. You have a big one and a small one. So your big one is words of affirmation. Yeah, and then your small one?
My small one is definitely quality time also.
Quality time, eh? All right. Okay. So if you find somebody that likes acts of service and maybe physical touch, right? You can associate those things with quality time and words of affirmation.
Right.
Yeah. Because when they are doing acts of service for you, you can sit there with them, and then that's quality time for you, so that your cup is also filled.
So now I want my certificate at the end of the year.
My dear, you know what? You will get your certificates. Keep attending. Certificate of attendance. You guys will get it. I'm telling you. End of the year, at the Ningo graduation party, where all of you guys just send in your PO boxes and your what, and then we'll just send them out like this, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much,
don't
beloved.
Disappoint us.
I know it. And
we love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
My cup runneth over at Eagle FM. Words of affirmation here. My cup runneth over. The love that I get here. Ne? This is why I do radio, because the appreciation here. So now, as I was saying earlier, at the end of the day, we identify our big love language and our small love language. Every single human being is capable of loving in all five love languages, but we have those that are innate and built within us. At the end of the day, our foundation comes from when we were little, right? So the things that you have experienced, most of these things, they mold you. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening, Memina. For me.
How are you, my pumpkin?
I'm fine, my beloved mommy. How are you?
I am beautiful.
As always.
Thank you, darling. I'm actually listening of this program of yours every day. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I actually wanted to talk something, because yesterday's program was so touchy.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yes. Touchy, physical touch, touchy, metaphors, touchy. Yes.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Uh-huh.
This is our Eagle FM. We can do whatever we want. So please contribute on yesterday's topic. And I even called you Memina, by the way, which is, I'm sorry.
No, I'm Me Maria, all the way from Ondangwa.
Hi, Me Maria, Me Maria.
Yes, my beautiful pumpkin. you know what, Nim?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
In everything that you were talking about yesterday, mm-hmm. it really makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you used to say on this program, it really teach me a lot. Mm-hmm. I had the radio app on my phone, and mm-hmm. unfortunately, it just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody told me, no, you can just download the app. And then from there, I started listening. Mm-hmm. I listened to you. I listened the one in the morning for mm-hmm. you and the baby. My dear, I'm being encouraged. And from today on, I also want to get a certificate.
My dear, get your certificate.
Yes. So whenever I call in and I say hi, pumpkin. So remember, it's Me Maria from Ondangwa.
Yeah, Me Maria from Ondangwa. You are on my list of students.
Yes.
At the end of the year, the initial idea for this mm-hmm. program is that at the end of the year, we have mm-hmm. triggered something within ourselves to be better people.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you so much, and may your cup overflow.
Thank you.
Keep on teaching people, mm-hmm. you keep on encouraging some of us. But the reason why we listen to radios mm-hmm. is because we get something out. We don't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a single mom. My mm-hmm. son is at Windhoek University. My daughter is at higher school.
Oh,
so I'm just alone. So I'm just alone at home. And every time when I switch on the radio, mm-hmm. listening to the program, it's from 6. And then I switch here. I am telling you, I am encouraged.
Oh.
And I feel like, why can't they extend the hours?
Keep asking for extension. Soon, my boss will be like, okay, we'll add another hour. I'll be like, okay, say.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You
keep
are
it
welcome.
Up. And my word for each and everyone that I happen to meet, I always say to them, mm-hmm. keep shining for His glory.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Loving
thank
you always.
I do too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, my beloved. I'm happy. I'm happy. I feel all mushy and giggly inside, you understand? Because at the end of the day, then these are the things that make things worth doing, you know, knowing that there are people out there that appreciate your efforts, appreciate your time, appreciate your research, appreciate your reading, appreciate all of these things. At the end of the day, guys, we are trying to be better people. We are trying to be better friends. We are trying to be better family members. We are trying to be better lovers. We are trying to be better mothers, fathers. We are trying to be better uncles. We are trying to be better members of this society that we are in. And the only way to do that is to always address the elephant in the room. Pull the heartstrings.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information. Always prepare.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Elizabeth on Pulling Heartstrings. Now, we are pulling heartstrings because we are addressing elephants in the room, you understand? And elephant in the room is a big issue that people choose to ignore and walk around as if they can't notice it. But look at the side of an elephant. And the reason I had picked an elephant is because out of all the animals in the animal kingdom, an elephant is the most emotionally intelligent animal. Elephants have memorial services for when one of their own passes away. So they have a capability of feeling loss, feeling happiness, feeling anger, feeling joy, and feeling contentment. And we are addressing the elephant in the room, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller.
Yes, Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate.
I'm back.
You're dope and you're back at it.
Yeah, we don't allow you to talk alone.
Stop, please. You know when you're walking past a group of guys and you're walking with your boyfriend and then one guy says, Kucha, hey,
yeah,
why are you walking alone, man?
It means that they can't feel
they
your
can't
boyfriend.
See the boyfriend.
Can I have a number of your sister? What?
Gabriel, what are your love languages?
Love languages.
Yours.
Like mine. Mostly.
Now that you know what they are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because you guys you talk a lot yesterday. Love language. It has a lot. It depends on even to the person. Like now we put it the way it's like my wife or my kid or business partner. Which way?
No, for you. Like
for myself.
For you from your wife. What are your love
for
languages?
For me to my wife.
No, you yourself. Tata Gabriel, me my love language.
I don't think you're even going.
Tara, me my hello. Can you hear me? I want on network. I come on no ho. And the team. Me, my love language is words of affirmation, Dishi, and physical touch. Those are my two love languages. What are your two love languages? This
it's
question
what
is
I'm
very
telling
direct.
You, but I'm not going to finish because there are a lot. My wife, there are a lot.
No, you only have two. Which ones are very important to you?
Motivate
your answer.
I told you already that the school happened for me. I thought you were just doing one physical thing. No? Okay, now if you are saying there are two, I like physical touch.
Physical touch.
Instead of love language like I love you, you look fantastic today.
You don't care.
You are
about
what all those compliments. No, for me, physical touch is better because sometimes when it comes from work, you have to touch it, some massage,
hold
and
hands.
Then hold hand, those kind of thing, cuddle up, make it even,
Okay,
for her cup of favorite, you know,
so
all those,
this case,
yeah.
In this case,
driving to watch Kardashian, even you are not happy with, because the antenna is playing.
Tate Gabriel,
you want to watch the highlight, yeah.
Tate Gabriel, in this case, how I would diagnose you is your love languages are physical touch and acts of service. Those are your two love languages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Yes.
And you know, ne, mm-hmm. like a topic which we have today mm-hmm. is where I want to comment.
Yes.
You see, ne, mm-hmm. my sister, if you just see that it will often start touching you, mm-hmm. especially, you know, they start like a slap,
mm-hmm.
and they become, they kick you,
mm-hmm.
and the next time it will be a punch.
Mm-hmm. Next time is a body bag, most after that.
Yeah. That's the thing. You mm-hmm. see now, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Once they touch you, even they say love you, their mm-hmm. friend they walk out on that relationship.
Yeah.
Not going to, because now that guy used to be like he own you.
Mm-hmm.
Now he become a property of him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's winning. He's winning because he knows your love language and your weakness.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's using your weakness
yes.
to for him to gain mm-hmm. more power for to
yes.
do whatever he wants. You see now, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And these things are serious, is happening. We see a lot of women going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Today she gets beaten up this guy and then we're telling my sister, what are you waiting for? You waiting for this guy to kill you or what?
Yes.
Why you cannot? There are so many men there who really need women like you.
Yes.
But you are here wasting your time with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you know this guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those guys who are acting on those beating up women, gender violence, violence.
Uh-huh.
They are useless. Those ones are not even working.
Yeah.
You find
yeah.
a woman is the one weaving a salary, bringing money at home.
She's the one that's being beaten.
Yeah, and then come on, man. Mara, serious, ne? Mm. Women are suffering at the end of some of these guys.
Yeah.
You find, that's why in the morning, ne? Whenever I wake up,
mm-hmm.
Elizabeth,
mm-hmm.
you find these guys escorting women
mm-hmm.
to go to work,
mm-hmm.
Or
a gown.
Along the taxi, then they go home and sleep
and
or watch
sleep
TV.
On the couch.
Yeah.
And they get
the one. Who, yeah. And tomorrow, come on, woman is getting beaten up because they didn't give the guy money. Why? I'm a friend of mine. And this is happening, huh?
They are.
It's happening. And the one woman is cheating.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah? Once the woman go to work, she's bringing another woman.
To be sleeping on the bed that she bought.
I'm telling you.
On my clean sheets.
My sister, you have to go.
Yeah.
Maybe they, now, ne?
Uh-huh.
This was so bad we can understand
uh-huh.
that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Some guys, we have to, used to have a good job, huh?
Yeah.
But at least, ne, uh-huh. you cannot really depend on for 6 months, my friend, man. No. You have to do something.
Yeah, it's true.
Try just to, to hustle, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
To try to hustle.
Well,
we understand. That's why even the president is saying we are many at trust.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's true.
Those guys, they are the one who are giving also those embracing the
you
president.
You know that the Gabriel name? I always say, Kucha, as women, we also do a lot for men. It's only that they will never recognize what we do for them because as we don't kill them most. When they leave us, when they leave us, we don't kill them. You know, they break up with us because they are done with us. They don't want anymore and they move on. But we don't kill them. But us, my dear, if you are just done with somebody, in Namibia, you have to wait for the men to dump you. You cannot dump a man here in this
why?
Country.
Why? Yeah, then
because
I'm wondering why.
Because he will kill you, Moss.
My friend, like myself, maybe it's never happened, it didn't to our village there or whatever. My friend, you cannot do that. As long as I know that you are misleading Elizabeth, I am coming for you, my friend.
No,
not a joke.
I don't mean to
I'm coming. I will come. No, even come on, you beat me. I was just drunk because she's provoking me. My friend, you see me.
My dear.
We are teaching, these love languages so that you as the person are aware of what you like, of what you don't like, you understand, so that you can identify when the next person is going to come and put you in a situation that is manipulative, that is blackmail-y, that is gaslighting you. So in this case, like with today's scenario, I gave you this specific story so that you guys could see. Point one, her foundation was built around acts of service and gift giving, right? From her father. Everything that we are is either the complete opposite or exactly the same as what we lacked or what we needed in our childhood. You understand? The lack of a father for a girl child creates abandonment issues within her. So every man that she is going to be going for, he's either going to be emotionally absent, financially absent, physically absent, or anything that has to do with abandonment, that is what she wants. Or she will go for the complete opposite of her father, where she will go and get somebody that just wants to be enkikinyara, like just there. He's just enkikinyara all the time because that is what she needs to fill the empty hole, the void within her soul. You understand? I brought this topic up today, ladies and gentlemen, for you to be able to identify when somebody is bull, you. You understand? Okay. So in this case, your love language is gifts, right? Somebody does something bad to you and then they use your love language against you, which is gifts. So this person is going to beat you and then they are going to send you an e-wallet. That is the part where you notice kucha tashende kana nika kucha no, this is actually not materializing to anything, right? Nenge your love language is words of affirmation. Somebody does something bad to you and then they spin you a lot of beautiful words that you are the only woman in my life, or you're the only man that I love. You are my person. You must see when your love language is being used against you for the benefit of somebody else. Hello, caller.
Somebody does something bad to you.
My voice is very weird on the radio, really.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back. Yesterday we did not get a chance.
My dear, you know, today I'm going to ignore my superiors and just steal 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about the story which I brought up.
Mm-hmm.
We also educated.
Mm-hmm.
About how to learn life,
mm-hmm,
according to,
mm-hmm,
sound,
mm-hmm,
but not according to feelings.
Yes.
You know, that gentleman I explained about,
mm-hmm,
he is a richer somebody.
Yeah.
Then he was only thinking like, I have money, I have this property.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell the lady like this, I will just supply.
Yeah, I will then just be a supplier.
Mm-hmm. Then the lady is intelligent enough. He, mm-hmm, wants to check his bravery.
Mm-hmm.
He did not ask about what he was only thought about.
Yeah, because he thought she's going to say, no, I want a car, I want a Bugatti, I want a flat. All the things that cost what is in your bank account.
I want 200, yeah. I want to 1,000, then he, yeah, said.
I want a Brazilian.
I'm a really man.
Exactly. So,
yes.
So he did not expect that she wanted action, not material.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also with the phone, like personally with me,
Yes.
I don't care about the phone within the relationship. But yes. I like knowing that if I want to touch your phone, I can touch your phone. I'm not going to touch you, but if I want to, I can touch it. You know?
Mm. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. let us learn life. Mm-hmm. Let us learn everything according to sound, but not feelings.
Not feelings?
Yes. You know, mostly sometimes which failures whenever we are in love relations, we like to do things according to feelings.
Yeah.
We do not like to do things according to sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need also to do things according to sound.
Okay. When you say according to sound, what do you mean exactly?
It means everything you're trying to do, you must really know the reason of doing such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also think what will be for in the future or what will be by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do not only think
about
where you are today.
In the moment, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do not only think in the moment, think also about the future.
The future.
What will be? What will be the result of this?
Mm, the consequences and the repercussions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Let me air. Let me end there.
All right. Thank you so much again.
I thank you too.
All right.
Good weekend.
My dear, good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, my beloveds. Let us be sound-minded. Let us be...
Hello, caller.
Oh, the matriarchy.
My dear, wafaul.
Wafaul. You are a really... Absent. You are a role model.
Ne?
I'm telling you the truth. Because I'm hearing those kind of things when people are... You know, people are... You must give credit where it is.
Thank you, Tate Buana.
Otherwise, we really have to be guilty, conscious, and all these things, and God will not be happy with us.
Yeah.
So, with all those kind of lessons, why can't you be inspired?
You have to be inspired.
Now we are expected. The more you are, the more is given unto you, the more is expected from you.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say here is that we are being empowered.
Mm-hmm.
With that empowerment process,
yes.
What are we going to do
with
better?
It. Mm-hmm.
All those kind of things. I was listening, but I didn't start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you hear a little bit, you must be thankful to God.
Yes.
So, otherwise, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. Got a bit of a thimble. Warata Magia. All right, bye.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I am wishing you all the love in the world, all the motivation. Like I said, I need not for something and I like not for something because my cup runneth over here. You guys have shown me immense love and I love you. I am exactly where I need to be. And I am mighty happy. I'm glad that there is a sprinkle of hope and a dash of love, laughter, and light there when we conversate for an hour about issues that seem very menial but are very, very, very important. At least we can learn how to love ourselves and love others At least we can learn how to be compassionate human beings. At least if we can learn to be the best versions of ourselves, then those next to us will also have light. Because if there's one beacon of light, then there is hope, isn't it? Then there's always a way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I feel sorry for you guys for not actually having yesterday as an opportunity to call in and to contribute. So we are going to round off our conversation on Sunday from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, where we will have 2 hours. We will round it off and we will summarize, and we will then leave this topic behind, knowing that we have fully emerged and fully comprehended our love languages. Our love languages are 5. Everybody, every single human being is capable of having all 5, but we have 2 main ones that we put in the front that are more important than the other 3 to us. You understand? You can get a gift once a year and that is okay. It doesn't bother you. You understand? But what is that thing that you cannot live with? I have given you the love languages from Monday until Friday. I expect us now to have a conversation on Sunday where I'm going to give you guys 2 hours and music. You understand? Where we're going to talk about it. And then after that, when you walk into a place, you exude your love language. You exude your happiness. You exude the love that oozes through you. Let it not leak, but let it seep. Let it flow eloquently and ever so gracious. You are a beautiful specimen inside and out. And it is up to us all to tap into our full potentials. From me, Elizabeth, the matriarch of Eagle FM, the creme de la creme, the dawn of all dawns. I am the cherry on the cake. I am the icing. Matter of fact, I am the whole cake. I am the table that the cake sits on. I am the whole house. I am Elizabeth, the matriarch. From me to you, loving you always is a pleasure. I couldn't have asked for anything more. You are truly a blessing to me. With that said, from me here in studio on Pulling Heartstrings on the 18th of the second month, 2022, Friday at 9:06, I bid you farewell, my beloveds, till we meet again on Sunday. Stay safe. Stay vigilant.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way, as Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation.